WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Peter Weir is famous for big Hollywood entertainments like Witness, Dead Poets Society, and Green Card. But he also has a more enigmatic metaphysical side, the side he showed in his native Australia during the 70s and early 80s, when he made movies like Picnic at Hanging Rock, The Last Wave, and The Year of Living Dangerously. Now that side shows up again in his new movie, Fearless. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
At first, you're grateful. What you see is a man named Max, played by Jeff Bridges, walking steadfastly through a cornfield, his suit slightly rumpled, a baby in his arms. There's smoke in the air, and gradually you hear screams and sirens, and it dawns on you that what you're watching is the aftermath of a plane crash. That Max has not only survived, he's saved some of his fellow passengers. Now, if you're anything like me, you'd rather be subjected to 9 straight hours of Sally Jesse Raphael than to a single minute of watching a plane go down in a movie. But it's a measure of what Peter Weir has accomplished in this gripping, deeply flawed film that by the time he shows you the crash in its entirety during the movie's last few minutes, you're prepared to see it. Like Max himself, you've grown fearless. That's Max's strength and his problem. Before the crash, he was an ordinary middle-aged guy, a San Francisco architect with a nice wife and a kid. But during the crash, he looks death in the face and realizes he no longer fears it. And when he survives, he feels exalted and omnipotent. That feeling doesn't go away, and whenever it threatens to, he tries to renew it by strolling into traffic or dancing around on the parapet of a skyscraper. Meanwhile, he's grown distant and even nasty to the people around him. Relating to people means compromising, and Max can no longer tolerate compromise. He's tasted life with a new kind of purity and freedom, and now he won't accept anything less. Finally, his wife can't take it anymore, and the audience finds itself siding with her, especially since she's played by Isabella Rossellini in the finest, most touching performance she's given since Blue Velvet.
Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Talk to me, Max. Every day you have to jump off a roof or stand in front of a train so you can lose your fear? Is that it? What about me? What about Jonah? You're like a crazy person.
I'm not crazy.
Black is white and... I love you. We have lived together for 16 years. They have been great.
Not always.
Yes, always. They've always been great for me. Even when I hate you, I know I love you.
Up to this point, the movie holds you in its grip. The script by Rafael Iglesias, who adapted it from his own novel, is crisp and searching. And Peter Weir combines dread and ecstasy in a way that's utterly hypnotic. But when Max decides to leave his family and seek out a troubled fellow survivor named Carla, played by Rosie Perez, the movie veers off course. By the time Max and Carla are larking through a shopping mall, buying presents for dead people, Fearless looks hopelessly lost in the fog. The movie never really makes its way back to Planet of the Humans, but it still leaves you feeling haunted and raw. And Jeff Bridges' performance is magnificent. He doesn't mind risking the audience's dislike to get at the truth of Max's eerie inner state. Jeff Bridges has taken a lot of risks over the last 2 decades and given a lot of extraordinary performances. Is this the year that Hollywood will finally and officially recognize him as one of the best actors alive?
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker. He'll be back later in our show to remember Federico Fellini. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.